Folks, welcome back to the iHealth channel, iHealth Radio, with your host, Hurricane H, new day, new show, a topic that's very intriguing, interesting, that can benefit you big time. It's invention, innovation, tech, the works, health. We're going to touch on all that with my guest today, who specializes in red light therapy, one of the fastest growing wellness trends, transforming everything from skin health to athletic recovery and energy optimization. And with me, I have someone who's the founder, researcher, and owner of Trifica Lights Technologies, Inc., a leader inventor in LED infrared red light therapeutic technology from a long time, I mean, in the 70s. So he's one of the pioneers in this particular area of tech. And we hear about it today a lot. And there's a lot of variations. You see it all over, you know, social media, different things. And we've covered it before in a different light. But today we're going to deep dive into this particular therapy business. All right. With me, I have Dr. Carl Rothschild. Doctor, welcome to the show.
Thank you so much. Great to be here.
Well, it is a pleasure and honor. And, you know, red light therapy is just impressive. I think we should all kind of get into this bandwagon, as they say. But before we get into all this and the whys and how it works, the benefits and what to look for, what to avoid and things like that, because there's a lot of copycats out there. Let's talk about, you know, your background a little bit, just what got you into red light and how you got into being the pioneer, one of the pioneers into this area.
You know, one of the things that you and I discussed before coming on air was the fact that we're both from Brooklyn. And so I don't know about you, but I'm a little bit of a wise guy. And so when I heard you say the word that starts with a T all wrong, I'm thinking you've probably never bet at the horse racing. Is that correct?
Not really.
So when you go to horse racing to bet, they have this thing that when you win three things in a row, it's called the trifecta. I don't know what you said there, but anyhow, so the name of the business and the reason why we call it the trifecta, and I'll get off of that in a second, but it has to do with face, fat, and healing. The face is going to look great, fat loss, and healing. And so we were talking about, like, it's like winning the trifecta. But anyhow, moving right along. I started in, you know, I was a hippie in the 70s. I had long hair, and I really was focusing more on helping people than how to make a lot of money. I didn't mind making money, but that was not my direction and focus. And chiropractic just caught my fancy. My girlfriend and I drove all the ways out from Brooklyn to go at the time what was the best school in the world, which was in California. And we came out here, and I never left. I had no intentions of staying here, but I fell in love with Los Angeles and the people that I met. At any rate, I had, you know, and I loved helping people. In 1978, I got started as a chiropractor. And eventually I had 12 practices. I've lectured all over the country. I've helped other chiropractors learn how to build their practice and manage it. But what happened about 26 years ago was that I was introduced to red light therapy. And it was, nobody knew what the heck it was. It was just like when I started in chiropractic, nobody knew what I, you know, when I started in chiropractic, no, very few people knew about it. In fact, when I started, there were two other chiropractors in the area that when I finally retired about 40 years later, there was like 100 chiropractors in the same area. So it went from nothing to huge. And guess what? Red light's done the same thing. So my family's famous for buying high and selling low. But the two things that I did good in getting in on is one, chiropractic, which grew immensely. And the other one is red light, which grew even more. So, you know, the beauty of red light is that, and I'm going to put this on an aside, but I want you guys to know, you couldn't hurt somebody if you tried with it. But we'll come back to that in a second. That's all I knew 26 years ago when we were introduced to red light therapy by then a relatively famous orthopedic surgeon out here at USC in around Los Angeles. And all he knew and his company knew, they were the first ones to get the FDA clearance, but they still didn't really know completely how and why it worked. And I'm going to go over how and why it worked, but certainly in the beginning, the only thing we knew is it couldn't hurt. And it revolutionized my practice. You know, in the beginning, I'm thinking, yeah, shine a light on somebody and like, that's going to make a difference. And it just didn't sound right. I mean, it sounded crazy, but guess what? It's amazing. And it's not complicated once you understand what it's all about. So then about 13, 14 years ago, it was discovered by accident that a certain element of light energy actually could help shrink fat cells with no side effects, without damaging or injuring. You're not freezing anything. You're not boiling anything. You're not ultrasonic cavitation or radio frequency or any of these things that burst the fat cells and destroy them. That's not what a chiropractor is about. Chiropractic is about working with the body, certainly not damaging any tissues. Somebody has this notion that a fat cell is to be killed, and it's not. Actually, the fat cells are essential tissue that should not be destroyed, should not be damaged in any way. And they're going to learn that. You're going to see the side effects of these. Everybody's taking these injections. And maybe this is a little bit of a side because they're not destroying fat cells. But when you put something in the body that's foreign, almost always there are outrageous side effects that people don't even take into consideration. So chiropractic and my whole philosophy is not put anything in the body that doesn't belong there or yank anything out that does belong there, but try to work with the body as best we can. Now, sometimes people are too far gone and maybe we do need to have some serious intervention, but natural healing is not about first looking at drugs and surgery first. That's not what we're about. So at any rate, there I am learning that red light could actually shrink fat cells in a healthy way. And I said, okay, that's it. I'm getting involved in a heavier way. And I started manufacturing equipment back then. And we were involved with lasers and pads and panels and all that stuff. And they were nice. They were really good results back then. But then about five, give or take, years ago, this thing hit all of us called COVID. And our practitioners wanted less physical contact between the patient and the provider. And we came up with the bed, because with the bed, you don't even need staff. The person gets in bed, out of the bed, as simple as can be. And I always wanted to have the highest, most advanced medical grade systems that I could possibly have. And so that's what we've done, is develop the strongest, most effective lights possible. At any rate, when we set out our first series of beds, all we expected was going to do as well as we had done up to that point, which is some local healing, some fat loss. Thank you very much. Then within the first month, we started getting feedback that was just remarkable. I mean, I don't know, unbelievable. So let me give you an example. Guy calls up his practitioner, one of our doctors, and says, I'm having a heart attack once a week, if not even more often than that. And it's been going on for 12 years. Have you ever heard of that?
No, I mean, that's a long, lot of heart attacks. I mean, we
sounds unbelievable, don't get, right?
Yeah, of course.
And you're talking about hundreds of heart attacks. And every time he would die, they had implanted a defibrillator in his chest that many years ago, so that every time he died, it zapped him back to life. But by the time we met him, he was dying. His energy was gone. His heart was failing. If you want to destroy a part of your body, restrict blood flow to it. Put a tourniquet around a leg. And if you don't release that, that leg's going to die. And so what he had was that sort of a tourniquet over his whole body. His body was dying. So his practitioner calls me up and says, I don't feel comfortable even treating him. I don't want him having a heart attack in my office. And I said, just treat him for 5 minutes. Normally a treatment is 12 minutes. Treat him just for 5 minutes and stay in the room the whole time. And that patient went home that night, and that was almost 2 years ago. Hasn't had a heart attack since. He's had more treatment, no more heart attacks. And everything has come back to life. Everything. His blood pressure, his pulse are normal. His energy, as he described, is through the roof. And when he went to his church, they would come up to him and say, oh my God, you look great. And one lady said, you found life. And he said, yep, red light therapy. And that's what people do. Once you get into something like this, and it works so remarkably, it's very easy to build a business with this, because when he goes into the church, he says, look at me. He goes to the pastor and said, look, you remember me? I had a heart attack in your church. And it just explodes. I was just talking to this lady the other day, and she had to drive a long distance to get a treatment, and she had some money and she wanted to buy a bed for her home. And she said she had referred 18 people in 2 weeks to that office where she was treating. And that's what happens. These facilities just explode. And the reason is because you're giving them an opportunity to heal almost anything. So if you could think of anything, any condition, whether it's Alzheimer's, multiple sclerosis, dementia, Parkinson's, whether it's autoimmune disease, even rheumatoid arthritis, any of that stuff, we're seeing very nice results with those. We had a guy that had Leber's hereditary optic neuropathy. Now, what that is, essentially, is multiple sclerosis of his retina, something like that. A multiple sclerosis is like a cavity that's eaten away at the nervous tissue. And so the longer the person waits to get this our treatment, the less success we're going to have. But what the treatment does, what red light does, for example, with MS, is it will halt the progression. So we had this guy that was definitely going blind. He had surrendered to the fact that he was going blind. And after a very short period of time, he's not going blind anymore. Now, the sight that he's already lost is gone. But we were able to regain, and first of all, also got rid of the headaches. He had not only migraines, but other types of headaches. They're all gone. His insomnia is gone. And the other symptoms he had were gone. And he's thrilled that he's not going to be completely blind. And that's the kind of results and success that we're having. And what we're hearing more than ever is thank you for giving me my life back. I couldn't walk, I'm walking. I couldn't function right because my breathing was not right, or even my clarity was wrong, or my eyesight, or anything in the mouth. Always work your way down the body, and you'd be hard-pressed to find a condition that we have not seen very nice results with.
Well, doctor, thank you so much. I mean, there's so much there, and I want to break it down a little bit further. Well, the first thing is, you know, you're a chiropractic, you know, specialist by default, right? That's your art. And for most of us, we think chiropractic, you know, is more manipulation of spine, bone, you know, cracking and all that stuff, and just adjustments. We never can think about how it can be connected to a lot of things. And you were able to do that and add a lot more technology. And sounds like, you know, the fountain of youth in a way to really reset.
That's exactly, you know, what we call it, is the fountain of youth. But I want to tell you that a good chiropractor is going to throw everything he has at you that will help. So I'm not going to sit there and only do manipulation. And there are guys that do that. I don't understand that, because I want to make sure you're doing the right exercise. I want to make sure that you're sitting right, standing right, sleeping right, that you have the right bed, pillow, chairs, car seat, shoes, everything right. I also want to make sure that you're helping me to get you better. But if I find something that can help you in a natural way, I mean, the rules are no intervention. We're not going to put anything in your body that doesn't belong there. We're not going to pull anything out that does belong there. So we're just going to work naturally with your body. So if it's herbs, if it's diet, nutrition, whatever it is, whatever it takes. So I want you to understand that chiropractors have taken the red light therapy like you cannot believe. Chiropractors love this thing because it doesn't hurt. You couldn't hurt somebody if you tried. And there's really no contraindication. In other words, you might ask, well, who can't get in the bed? And the answer is there's only one person that shouldn't get in the bed. And it's not for real reasons. It's for legal reasons. There are people in this country that'll sue you for anything possible. And you know what they are called? They're called attorneys. And we have too many, and they can't wait to find a reason to sue you. So if a pregnant woman gets in the bed, even though we know it would be only helpful for the fetus and the mother, but if that baby comes out anything other than perfect, they're going to want to sue somebody. And I tell everybody, you know what? Let's not be in that neighborhood. Let's not treat that person. But the day after delivery, get them in the bed right away, especially a C-section. They're going to recover so much faster, so much more thoroughly if they get in the bed right after a C-section or any surgery. In fact, it's nuts. If you're a plastic surgeon and you're not doing full body red light therapy, you're crazy. Because the guy that will be doing that, and eventually they will, is going to take your business. Because the people are going to have the surgery, but then they want to recover much quicker. I used to work in plastic surgery centers when I had time, and I don't have that time, with red light therapy, and we would do it right after the surgery. And these people were told, you'll be back to work in a week, especially a tummy tuck. It's unbelievably invasive, it's very painful, and it could take them weeks, if not months, to finally straighten up and not be in the agony that they were in. And then with red light therapy, we can accelerate that healing so much faster. So that plastic surgeon would be famous for being the one that has a way of you not only getting the surgery, but healing much faster. Now, in the background of this whole thing is I am eventually going to tell you how and why it works. But I want to answer your questions.
No, but I appreciate you. Well, listen, I mean, you touch on very powerful things. And again, thank you for at least, you know, changing our visual on what chiropractic is, because, you know, traditionally that's what we think about, right? You define it as such as manipulation, but you eloquently stated it that a good chiropractor is not someone that's just going to do that. They're going to do everything else in their arsenal to actually make you better. And that's actually what's expected from a good doctor, right? You know, a doctor that really cares, which I hope that all doctors out there do. But like some are easier, you know, more, I guess, open to testing new tech and new gear and new options and things like that. Maybe others are more traditional, archaic. They stay in their lane. But at the end of the day, your world is different because you've kind of, again, we talked about the word pioneer in the beginning of the show. You kind of were there from all these specialties, right? Now you mentioned something that is key, like very powerful. And you touch on this, that is, it's a very controversial topic about, you know, the malpractice, the healthcare, and how it's difficult for practitioners of all types to really deliver 100%. Because, and I just had a show, we talked about this, it's very difficult for a doctor to even, you know, cross the line of like, I'm going to get you better and stuff, because you're afraid you say the wrong saying and thing, and then it comes back to haunt you because of a lawsuit and something, you know. And that's very good practice in the States. Unfortunately, we have a lot more of that than in parts of the world where you don't have so much of lawsuits against practitioners and doctors. And so now, of course, in some other parts, you have less legal. That means you have less and more chances of real malpractice. And I'm not talking about the ones that happen by, you know, as you said, you can't control what's in the baby, you know, and something happens. But you know that, you know what I'm talking about. That's really the challenge. In the States, we have this dilemma that because of the lawsuits, because of the people that kind of choose to sue for anything and everything, you know, you get, you know, a lot more caution around practices and health centers and administration of hospital healthcare systems, all of it. Everybody is afraid, and even the insurance. I mean, the insurance space, you know, malpractice insurance is one of the highest and most expensive things you can have. So it's very difficult, right, you know, to do this. But as you said, you have something that really doesn't hurt. I mean, as you said, it can't hurt anyone, even if you wanted to.
50 years of the study of this technology, there's never been a recorded side effect.
Now that's to the bank. We'll have to take that to the bank, because again, this is something very unique. And so now I'm going to lean back into the tech and the science, because we know, like, there's a lot of talk. I mean, I'm looking at a bed in your screen there and behind you, and you know, it's red, and then there is that UV beds and stuff that are in the spas and things like that. I think a lot of people may sometimes be wary about this because of that, because we've heard a lot of bad things about if you get into a bed that's UV lights, you can get cancer and stuff like that. So you're telling us that this is a whole different thing. This does not even come close to the effects of that. It's the opposite. This actually heals faster. Your body gets you closer to being energized, as you said, the fountain of youth, really, as you stated, and it's something that can, that anybody can benefit from. So let's talk about what is really the red light therapy. How does it work? I mean, from a technical term, just to break it down to them. I mean, we know it's light, but you know, what spectrum, how does it work? How does it work in the cells? You know, where does it target, and so on and so forth.
So there's two different mechanisms. One's about fat loss, and that was only discovered a little over a dozen years ago, where it is discovered that specific wavelength of just red light. Now, we're not even dealing with UV light. We don't touch that. We only use four miracle wavelengths that are from the sun. I mean, all light is from the sun. So we're going to take four elements of light that are essence, that are, in essence, anybody can get from standing out in the sun, but we're multiplying it, but thousands and thousands and thousands of time, and then driving it into the person's body to really make a dramatic change. What they discovered is that red light can actually shrink fat cells. And that's one mechanism. And I'm going to go over that in a second. And then there's the other mechanism, which is mostly near infrared. So while we're here, the word infrared, there's no such thing as just infrared. It's either far infrared or near infrared. So far infrared is what, by default, what most people are thinking when they just say infrared. That's that far infrared sauna, the far infrared table, far infrared whatever. It's about getting heat and deep penetrating heat that's wonderful for heat. It's not going to make the cellular changes that I'm about to tell you about. It doesn't give you long-term changes that I'm going to explain to you. So let's go to the red light. By accident, 13-something years ago, there was a plastic surgeon that discovered by, you know, just he noticed that when he did a certain element of red light that it actually helped to move fat out of the fat cells. And that just, that industry just exploded, including me. That's when I got involved with manufacturing. When I heard that we could reduce fat in a person's body in a healthy way, I wanted to know more. And they didn't know why it worked in the beginning. They thought it emulsified or melted the fat. That's not what happens. What they found is that the fat cell wall becomes more porous for just a day. It doesn't damage anything. It doesn't do anything other than makes the fat cell wall a little bit more porous. And all the cells in your body are under pressure. So if you poke a little hole in a cell, the guts are going to, some of it, the contents are going to leak out into the surrounding area. And that's what they found that happened just for that one day, that when you expose it to that element of red light, that the fat's content, some of it, will leak out into the surrounding tissue. And with a unique protocol, we can move the fat away from the fat cells and eventually to the liver for use or elimination. And it works. We're not, you know, I know more about dieting and weight loss than most. My mother was an executive of Weight Watchers starting when I was like, I think 10. And as much as I hated the fact that we never had anything good to eat in the house, so, you know, there was no spaghetti, there was bean sprouts. And I hated it. But I certainly learned about diet and weight loss, and I used it in my practice. And it ain't always easy. Some people are, you know, they're addicted to food. They love it. And then there are some people that get, you know, that you, if you follow their diet, it looks pretty decent, but they've plateaued out and they can't get rid of the rest of it. And red light can take them to a whole nother level. It's not about an outrageous diet that somebody could not possibly stay on more than a couple of weeks. We're looking for lifetime changes. So it's just about smarter eating, getting a little bit closer to your calorically neutral diet. So you're eating what you should for that day, not more than you need and not less than you need. And so if you go on a calorically neutral diet and add red light, you're going to look great. So now let's talk about the other mechanism, my mechanism, the one that I am in love with, because this is the healing part. This is the beautiful part. And this is mostly near infrared. Now, again, we talked about far infrared. Far infrared is hot. Near infrared is the opposite. It's actually cold. We used to call it cold laser 26 years ago. It didn't literally get cold. It just didn't get hot. So they called it cold laser or cold therapy or whatever. And then we've expanded upon that. So we still use lights that are very strong but don't get hot. And that's what makes the difference between the junk that's out there and the high-end stuff. Two most important things is one, and what we discovered is that when you bathe the whole body at the same time with a full body bed, that's when you get the miracle changes. Not when you just, you know, I don't have objection to a laser on the elbow or shoulder or TMJ or, you know, around a belly to lose fat. That's fine. But that's not where you're going to get the miracles. We never got miracles for many years before we made the bed. The miracles come from making the bed with full body coverage so that we're affecting many cells in the body in a way I'm about to describe, but as many of the cells in the body as possible. So with a bed, you got head to toe, you got front and back, left and right, and inside and out. A lot of coverage, a lot of cells are going to be affected. And that's what this is all about. So now how does it work? So I'm going to throw some words out to your audience that some of them I think they're going to know about. One of them is called mitochondria. When I went to school years and years ago, we learned that there was one mitochondria in every cell. And the mitochondria is essentially the powerhouse of the body and the powerhouse, of course, of your cellular system. So it's the reason why you breathe oxygen and eat food to create this, what's called the energy currency called ATP. It's what you need to create energy in your body. Now, that energy is the same energy you need for healing, but it's also for every function in your body. Every chemical function, every physical function requires ATP. And what was discovered is that the mitochondria, and when I went to school again, we learned that there was one mitochondria in each cell, but that's not true. And in fact, many cells have thousands of mitochondria in each one of them. So much so that 10% of an adult's body weight, 10%, is made up of the mitochondria. That's how prevalent it is, and that's how important it is. So what's the significance here is that there are what they call light-sensitive tissue in the mitochondria. And one of them is called cytochrome C oxidase. Hidden in the membrane of the mitochondria is this element that can be affected by sunlight. And it makes sense, right? We're on this planet that has a sun, and we are affected just like plants would die without the sun, so would we. Now, even though we don't turn green and we don't have chlorophyll and we don't, you know, have photosynthesis, but the sunlight is extremely important to us. So what we've done is taken four elements of sunlight, magnify it many times, and drive it into the body. And on that side with the mitochondria, we stimulate the cytochrome C oxidase to stimulate the ATP production by the mitochondria. And now we get people who were not functioning right. They were getting in the process of disease and eventually death. And we see the reversal of that, because now we're bringing the mitochondria back to life. And that's all it's about. It's not, again, yanking, pulling, pushing. We don't do anything that's not natural to the body. We're just taking glorious elements of sunlight and driving into the person's body and making these unbelievable changes. So as you might imagine, I'm crazy about this stuff. I've never heard so many times people telling us, thank you for giving me my life back. And that's what it's about. That's why, again, I told you, that's why I started into this thing. I wanted to help as many people as possible. And now we're doing that more than ever, more than ever. So if you think of any condition, anything starting in the top of the head with hair restoration, in the brain, we're seeing light. The light can penetrate the skull, get to the brain. So we had a lady that wrote me a letter, and she said something to the effect of, if this is how normal people feel every day, I can't believe I've been missing out all this time. She was suicidal, practically. She was so highly depressed for many years of her life. She hated her life, and now she doesn't. It's great. I love it. And you know how hard it is? You go, Judy, go into room 3. That's where the table is. She goes in. After the first visit, she was instructed on how to get in the bed, which takes a second. Takes no minutes to learn how to, you know, you press the on button and you get in the bed and you get out of the bed, you get dressed and get out of the room, and that's it. I've never had any, you know, the chiropractors, we learn a lot of techniques. I've spent, in some cases, years learning different techniques. And I still, you know, I'm not in practice now, but if I was, I'm not giving up. I wouldn't give up chiropractic. If you're an acupuncturist, I wouldn't give up acupuncture. It's about integrating this red light therapy into your practice. But if you have two offices side by side that are in every other way identical, and one has this red light bed, full body, they'll put the other facility out of business, given everything else equal. I am telling you that we are surprised by the kind of results that we're seeing. So this lady had diabetes, and it helps her diabetes. This lady had stage 4 renal failure. She was about to go permanently on kidney dialysis. Mm. And now she's not. Now her kidney is completely 100% functional. We had one lady, when I interviewed her, I didn't realize the extent of her problems, but she had 16 different serious conditions, and 3 of them were different forms of psoriasis. And the psoriasis had gotten so bad, it actually got into her eye. So one eye, the normal pressure in an eye is around 10 to 12. And her pressure was 180. And do you know what the treatment would be for that? An injection once a month in the eye. And each injection is billed to the insurance at $5,000. That's why I asked her, I said, what's that like? And it was, as she described, the most horrific thing she could think of. And she was also putting drops in her eye at $400 a month co-payment. And doesn't need any of that stuff anymore. She doesn't have the 20 years of diarrhea anymore. She doesn't have the shingles, the Lyme disease. I mean, we had this one guy, Steve. He contracted Lyme when he was 12. It ruined his childhood. It ruined his education, his social life. And of course, it ruined his ability to ever have a career. And he got in the bed, and I'm not even going to tell you what happened, because I'm going to send you, that you can send out to your audience, some testimonial videos that are just unbelievable. But you don't have to believe me. I'm going to give you people a tool to look it up yourself. Okay. And you go to Google Scholar. Now, if you guys aren't familiar with Google Scholar, it's scholar.google.com. Or if you just went to Google and you went, I guess you could just write scholarly Google, whatever. Get to Google Scholar. And it looks just like Google, but it will say the scholarly version of it. And put in the word red light, the phrase red light therapy. And take a guess at how many people, how many entries you would see. In other words, double-blind studies, research papers, articles on just red light therapy. Would you like to take a guess at how many different entries there would be?
Thousands?
Try 3.5 million. Wow. Now, they're not all, you know, some of them are probably not perfect for what your needs are, but you put in red light therapy and then whatever condition you're worried about, like lupus or whatever, put it in there and see what the articles are, what the studies have been, and you will learn what will blow you away. And then the question is, why isn't it, when some people see that, they don't believe it, because they would say, well, why isn't red light therapy in every hospital? We had a lady that had third degree burns. They were terrible. And her wound center told her that it would take her 6 months of pain and drugs and permanent scarring at the end. So by the second week, the pain was mostly gone. And by the third week, it was gone, pain and everything. By the third week, it was gone. Skin is responds unbelievably well. I told you about this lady that had 3 forms of psoriasis, and she had bleeding from her ears constantly, and rashes up and down her, across her forehead and her arms. They're all gone. The skin responds unbelievably well, but the lights can penetrate fairly deep into the body. So we're seeing all kinds of musculoskeletal issues, all kinds of things that respond beautifully to this therapy. At any rate, as you can imagine, I one of my staff members, I don't know how many people are actually watching this versus just listening to it, but can you see this? You see what it says?
Head in the bed.
So my staff member made a mug for me, and it says, get in the bed, because that's my attitude. It's like, just get in the bed. You know what it takes? 6 visits to see if it'll make a difference in your life. So you get in the bed for 6 visits. That's 2 times a week. I'm sorry, 3 times a week for 2 weeks. And you get in the bed, and if it doesn't make a change, that would be very unusual. We have seen, for most people, quite a big difference, usually. Like Steve, that had 40 years of Lyme disease, now he doesn't. Like Arnett had 12 years of heart attacks, now he doesn't. So they're mind-boggling, but it's just give it a shot. So how do you do that? You go to trifectalight.com, which is right there, trifectalight.com. And in you'll see a section there that says find a location nearest you. Or if you're interested in buying, I'll talk about that in a second, but find a location nearest you and try it out. You fill in a couple of questions, and my staff will get back to you and find the closest location to you. We have hundreds throughout the country. And unfortunately, there are some areas that don't have great coverage yet. And if you find that we don't have an office near you, then it's your obligation to get one of your people that you work with, whether it's a doctor or a massage therapist or whatever, to get one of these beds to grow their business, but also to make sure that you have a bed that you can regularly use. So that's one thing. Now, there are two other kinds of people. One, there are kind of people that will buy this bed, and it's not cheap. I understand that. It's $1,400 a month to lease. But in the world of business, you know, it generates typically at least 10 times return on investment. But getting back to somebody that has more money than health, people don't realize how expensive it is to be sick. They don't get it. They don't understand it. And I unfortunately have gotten to see it a lot because I've had 12 practices, seen thousands of people, and seen what it's cost them to be sick. Now, it's not just the actual cost of being sick, you know, the doctor visits, the hospital and all that, but lost work, lost fun, lost being part of, you know, with your family. Like, they're leaving to go do something. You can't go with them because you're suffering. Whether it's ulcerative colitis, I don't care what it is. Whatever it is keeping you at home and not allowing you to go have fun, try the red light therapy. And remember, there's never been a recorded side effect. So you couldn't hurt yourself with this if you try. Now, people ask about the eyes, for example. I did want to bring that up. Like, what are you going to do? You know, is it radiation? Are you worried about the light getting in your eyes? No, it's not radiation. It is a very bright light. So you just keep your eyes closed and not wear goggles. If you wear goggles, you're not going to get that glorious, miraculous wavelength into your eye. And so for people who can get it, when we can get it in the eye, we're talking about some simple things like floaters. I'm sure maybe you've heard of it. And it's annoying.
I have a couple.
it's annoying as hell. And typically these lights will get rid of those floaters pretty handsomely. But it's not just that. It's anything else in the eye, which even includes macular degeneration, macular edema, uveitis, even glaucoma, cataracts. And then the person gets in the eye, keeps their eyes closed and their mouth open. So we can get in the mouth for gum disease, throat, tonsils, all that. And then as you work your way down the body and just think of what this bed can do, and what you need is a full body presence. You need to have as many cells in your body affected by this. So you want a lot of strength without heat. Heat is the enemy, remember. So if the beds out there, the majority of them are of an inferior quality, they get hot. Now, why is heat a problem? Well, what heat does is it brings more fluid to the surface. So your back would get red, your front might get red, and that blocks the penetration of the light. You want a lot of power without heat. And that's a very important thing. You also want the lights to come as close to your body as possible. If the lights are not as close to your body as possible, you're going to have a problem. Because as you come away from the body, you lose power exponentially. So our bed will allow you to have that light come right down onto your body. So you've got power, full body coverage. You have lights that are very close to your body. You have the ability to control the customize the treatment. So somebody who's 80 pounds is not getting the same dose as someone who is 400 pounds. So we can customize the treatment for the condition as well as the size. And we can also pulse the wave. And by pulsing the wave, we can actually create a resonating frequency that will resonate with different tissues. And some of your audience might be familiar with frequency healing, where they use different, like PEMF and other frequencies to assist in healing. And chiropractors do a lot of those things. I've always played around with all these toys, and they were good. But I never reached the level of miracles as I have with the bed. So with that said, any questions?
Well, not questions, just a couple of things. And we definitely have maybe more, a couple more questions. But because you covered a lot of stuff there. But, you know, essentially, I mean, just listening to you, it just, you know, as you said, mind-boggling. I mean, just thinking about the practice and the use of this, as you said, there's nothing I cannot potentially personally think of that doesn't work or this would not work for. It is not harmful. It is definitely exciting, you know, in your body. And as you said, it's touching on your cellular level, which almost like kind of stimulates and revives those cells to be like almost as fresh as they were just born, right? It's almost like, you know, the idea of the stem cell kind of, you know, concept, but this is like triggering your natural cellular level to actually be, you know, happening, collagen
and we
production.
Do have stem cell experts who incorporate red light therapy with stem cell therapy. So that's a beautiful combination.
Oh, I mean, yes. I mean, you get all the blocks of creation there working together to get you, like, you know, where you need. And again, you've given those testimonials, and we certainly, you know, people can do check out this color Google thing and just see what this is. But it does sound, I mean, obviously this is You know, it's funny because there's two things you said. One is that this is in the sun, and there is actually a lot of study, well, a lot of articles and studies that state that if you get up early, just about the sunrise, you know, that's when there's a good beam of real, like, filtration of red light. You get quite a bit of that already naturally. And then also there are studies right now about, you mentioned about the eye, where you can start looking at red light, you know, and it clears, it fixes some of your astigma, you know, and all these kind of problems that you might have, visual, you know, like problems that you have, you know, when you're driving and things like that. So these things can be, you know, connected to what you're saying. I mean, now you're in a bed that's fully, you know, up and down. I guess everything around you is really lit up. It's not overheating. It's giving you the right frequency of the red light into your body, stimulates everything. I mean, now you're talking about that could, I can see using wrinkles. I can see collagen, you know, I guess creation or recreation. I mean, there's so many things. I mean, athletes, you know, inflammation therapy. I mean, like, you know, we eat a lot of junk these days. We're our bodies are all inflamed, you know, with stuff that we are putting, all the toxins, right? This thing kind of heals all these things, you know, and gets rid of it. I mean, you talk about some extreme stuff. I mean, talking about kidney failure and, you know, reverting back to normal. That's almost unheard of. I mean, this will put dialysis centers out of business, right? But I mean, the fact of the matter, I think our purpose here is to give people the information of what's out there to make them better. And obviously the people have to do the work. You know, and you said it. I mean, it doesn't really hurt you to test this and try it out and see for yourself. I mean, if you start seeing that you're different, your energy level is better, you know, your body's responding better. You talked about the healing after surgery, and you're right. I mean, you get a cut, a burn. I mean, anyone who has, I experienced third degree burn, I know it's not fun. And it was just a small section of my skin, and it was brutal. Imagine when you have a bigger, you know, portion of your body that's being burned. I mean, all these folks that are exposed to fire and stuff, God forbid, these are dangerous things, but you have something that can stimulate your skin. And you talk about psoriasis. That's another one, very common. A lot of autoimmune system, you know, problems that are going on in our lives today. These things can really just reset the body to its natural process, which a lot of these things are, I guess, results of bad habits, results of, you know, exposure to bad things, in whether through ingestion or through the world that we live in. I mean, we have too much stuff going on. So basically, you take a little minute, you get into a box, and you reset your stuff. I mean, you think of a sci-fi, you put, you know, that, like when you look at sci-fi movies, they put them into this nice liquid or this, and then you come out and you're like, whew, you're youth, right? Well, this is almost the same thing, but our scale in terms of time, right? This is the present, not the future. We can call it the future because actually if we take, you know, and adopt it as a practice, it can be. Now, you mentioned something about cost. I mean, you talk about $1,400 for unit. I mean, people spend that for less stuff. I mean, for less, I guess, constructive or health, you know, healthy things, right? I mean, people wear a purse that is more expensive than that bed that can help them. I mean, you know, we're talking about fashion here, but well, I mean,
the bed is $1,400 a month. It's not $1,400.
Well, yeah, I mean, I get.
I wanted to explain that. You know.
Well, that's true.
The main thing is that if it, you know, I don't manufacture or sell anything other than the best. That's just. Mm-hmm. We, you know, people had asked me, well, can you make something less expensive and stuff? No, I don't want to have anything that's attached to the name that is not the best. So, you know, people are going to get the less than best, you know, the lousy one, and then it makes it sound like the Trifecta Light is not that great. So this bed is using medical grade, high-end lights that burn very strong, don't get hot. So there's a few things I want to point out. One, I wrote the book. If you want to know about red light therapy better than most, you read the book. It's called Illuminated Healing. And it's on Amazon. You can get it as a Kindle form. So you can read it on the computer. You can get it, the actual book, or you can get it if you want to really suffer and listen to 8 hours of me talking, you can listen to it on Audible. So there's the book. There's the website, trifectalight.com. If you're interested in getting treatment, go in there and you'll ask for a location nearest you. If you're interested in getting it for yourself, that's another possibility. But the majority of people that do research on this are looking to build their business. And I'm telling you, it is surprising how huge this is. And it's still a great opportunity, even though a lot of junk has come out from that China that is really It's fine. It's okay, but it's junk mostly. I mean, you could buy shoes for $3. I'm not necessarily recommending that. And so the lights that they have are very low quality. They're not the medical grade that we're talking about. But yeah, like I said, red light was nowhere 26 years ago, and now it's booming, and I love it. I mean, I do a lecture. When I used to ask how many people know about red light therapy, maybe one hand went up out of 100. And now probably 90% of the audience would know and have heard about red light therapy. They don't know the right stuff about necessarily about red light therapy, but they've heard of it. And that beautiful. I mean, I'm having a lot of fun with this.
Well, thank you. Well, first of all, I stay corrected about the price. But here, even in that, I mean, my logic was really the idea that $1,400, I mean, even if you lease it for a month, let's say, right, and then you're not a practice, and you get, you know, more than six sessions, you're still doing good. I'm not sure if that's the frequency of lease, but you're right. It's more
a person comes in for six visits just as a trial to see if it can make a change. So some people, they may have a problem that is going to take longer than that. Like that guy that had 40 years of Lyme disease, it took him a bit of time to really get everything back to normal. And then he's not dumb. He's going to continue at least once a week. I get in the bed. I'm 72 years old. I get in the bed three times a week. And I don't have a particular ailment. But I always taught my patients about aging was like a candle burning bright from the very beginning all the way to the bottom and sputtering out and dying. Not spending the last 20 years of your life in a wheelchair, a burden on society. You can't do what you want to do. You can't drive. You can't even wipe yourself. That's not what I want. So I've done other things to take care of myself. I exercise three times a week, at least. I use the bed, as I said, three times a week, but I also pretty smart about what I consume. You know, I don't smoke and never have. I really don't drink alcohol. I don't do anything that could be conceivably damaging to my body. And I recommend the same to you. You know, I don't mean you. I mean, anyone that's listening,
I'll take it.
I'll tell you the ones that don't take care of themselves. You know who they are? They're not scared enough. They don't know what their life's going to be like when they're 80. And they think, you know, it's about living for today. No, it's not. You're also living for what is your 80-year-old self or 70-year-old self going to say to you that you're ruining things for them? So your whole last 20 years of your life, do you want to be, you know, where you hardly can function? You know, my father also took really nice care of himself. And he died of old age, 99 years old. He was old. He didn't have any of the conditions that you hear about.
Well, doctor, thank you. I mean, I love this. You bring in, you know, great, you know, pointers here for vitality. And your bed, your system can provide that. And you're right. I mean, if your neighborhood doesn't have someone, I mean, you said that we're spread out pretty much, you know, around the nation. So that's one thing. So people can find a close, and people travel 45 minutes, an hour here and there to do things for fun, right? This could be something that's worth going. I mean, listen, I mean, you talked about someone who reverted, you know, a dialysis stage four kind of concept to nothing. Well, imagine if you have to go to dialysis and be at least three times to four times a week.
I used to be a dialysis technician. Before I'd gone to chiropractic school, first in school, I was a microbiologist. And then I became a hemodialysis, which is kidney dialysis technician of sorts. And wow, that was not fun to watch these people. They were ambulatory. So we weren't actually in the hospital. We were in an annex of the hospital, but they were going to die. I mean, everyone knew that their life expectancy. Now, this was in 1973, so it's a long time ago. I'm sure the science has grown a little bit, but still, you want to try to keep your organs functioning well as long as you possibly can. Well, so, you know, it's about not consuming the wrong stuff, consuming the right stuff, and also incorporating all the things that make sense. Make sure you have a good coach. A good coach is a doctor that's a natural healer that knows what the heck he's doing or she's doing.
Well, thank you, Doc. Well, again, I love, these are all good pointers. And again, the concept of dialysis is that, I mean, yeah, today you can, people live with it, but it's just the fact that you have to be in a room for 4 hours going through the machine and wasting that time that you could be doing something better.
I think it's 6 hours. It used to be 6 hours.
I mean, yeah, it varies on the case.
Three times a week, 6 hours. But, you know, also between the dialysis, you're building up all these toxins in your body. that are not with normal kidney function, it's constantly being cleansed. But when you're not having a properly functioning kidney system, you're a mess between sessions. So when they would come in, they stunk from weird things. I mean, it was a weird smell. I could tell when someone has a dialysis problem or a kidney problem.
Well, doctor, I get it. You know, what I'm saying is that just time to time, because some people sometimes, you know what they say, right? Make time for your health, or you're going to make time for your sickness and illness, right? So this is the same concept. If you have the ability to have the service and have access to it now, you can really rejuvenate your body. And I'm talking about from your aesthetic looking to your health, overall energy, you name it. I mean, everything can change with this, right? And as you said, I mean, you're in the 70s and you're looking great, man. And I'm sure this whole concept, and that's the other thing, it's a holistic approach, not one thing. You do all the stuff, all the good stuff, and you avoid the bad stuff. I think that's a message for everyone out there. We kind of dive this over and over and kind of push it over in all our messages that, hey, nutrition, health, exercise, you know, and any other tool that you can do to help yourself. As you said, I love what you said. What would you tell yourself, you know, what would your 80-year-old self tell, you know, talk about, you know, now? When you get to that point, you might not have that vitality at that point. And that's really it. The idea is that you live healthy all along until you depart. And that's a very high achievement. Is it feasible? Of course it is feasible. There's a lot of tools. And this is just one of the tools that you can use. So first of all, thank you for really putting this out in the workplace. Yeah, I mean, in the world, I would say. It is quite expensive, you know, in terms of a unit lease, as you said.
Well, that they can just go to a facility and get
exactly
treated themselves. So if someone needed an MRI, I'm not suggesting go buy an MRI. You go to a center that offers you an MRI and you have it done. So not everybody is going to be able to buy something like this. But again, the big thing is people don't realize how expensive it is to be sick. It costs a lot, as I already said, but also you're losing a lot of things. So it's worth it, in my opinion, to have this, but that's a whole nother story. What I also want to welcome all of you to do is when you go to the website, Trifecta Light, there's a contact us page. And if you have a message for me, if you want me to communicate, if you want to communicate with me, you can do it right there. And it will, all that stuff will come to me. You'll just write down, I need to speak to Dr. Rothschild, I'd like to send this to Dr. Rothschild. If you have any question, any doubts, anything, I've been doing this a long time and I love it. I absolutely love it. So as I said on my mug over here, get in the bed and try it for 6 visits. That's my recommendation.
Well, no, thank you. Well, again, you're right. They don't have to own the unit, but certainly they should just, you know, and this is now my thought process, right? You know, as you said, doctors, physicians, you know, you're a chiropractor, you adopted this kind of concept of red light therapy. Your primary doctor should also have some of this. I mean, if it's really that sophisticated, then it's going to make a difference. I mean, I think we need to encourage doctors and providers to actually.
I just don't see it. We've tried. They want to do the surgeries and they want to do the drugs. And it's been challenging to get the medical profession. You know why these red light beds won't, at least the way things are now, do well in a hospital? Because they're considered revenue killers. You know, the people are going to need much less
conflict,
hospital stays, less drugs, less surgery. What hospital would want that? So you need to take care of yourself and be responsible for your own health. There's just the traditional medical route is there. Whatever. I mean, I really don't. For 50 years. So.
Well, doctor, so I love what he said. Listen, I mean, you know, the healthcare system is very controversial, and we know this. It's a big discussion we hear all the time. You know, if you get everybody cured, well, no one's going to be seeing doctors.
Yeah, of course.
Give a toll to this. But here's the thing. There's other places where this can be good. I mean, if it's not your practitioner, your primary doctor or your center, I mean, gyms, you know, can use this. I mean, certainly. And that's my question to you. Is there a regulatory limitation on who can use this, or is that a device that can be
and who can purchased? Provide it?
Yes.
Not really. No, you want to have people that know how to know about the body. So we train and certify people, but you know, if an accountant all of a sudden said, you know, I want to do this, then it's not going to work out well for them because they don't know what the heck they're doing. But if somebody knows the body, including estheticians and But I didn't talk to you about athletes. So the reason why we have beds with the NBA and the Olympic training centers and a lot of other athletic centers is because if you have two people exactly the same, and one wants to do better in their athletic endeavor, and they've always been competing, and they're like both just as fast or both jump just as high, whatever, the using the bed before that activity as a regular routine, they will excel and do much better. And then they use it after their activity and they'll recover from any potential overuse or injury or whatever. So it drives me nuts that, you know, I'm here in California. I love the Lakers and they keep injuring themselves because that's the nature of basketball. It's a very physical game. And the Lakers don't have my bed. Now, there are other NBA teams that do, but those guys don't. So if you know anybody...
You're a local guy. You're a local guy. They should support you, and you should support them. You can help them. Well, again, listen. This is what you do here, right? You're promoting. You're talking about the benefits of this is your thing, right? It's really an innovation in tech, right? In health and recovery and stuff. You know, as I said, I mean, I'm getting excited just hearing about it, and I'm sure that if And they can afford it. That's the other thing. I mean, these guys can afford, a few beds, to do this, right? But if I'm saying, there's a lot of ways. I mean, maybe as we're having these talk shows and as you go stuff, people can hear this, wow, this is great. And that's the other thing. Is this only in the States or is it available anyone around that wants to buy there in the world?
A few outside of the United the large percentage is in the United States. We have a little bit in Canada.
Are you open to the world?
Yeah, it's been challenging, especially with these tariff things and these trade wars and stuff like that. So, if you're outside of the United States, just contact us and we'll see if we have anything. But there's not a lot outside of the United States.
Yeah, well, I was thinking more there will be a market out there that, you can push towards. It's just business mind,
I mean, I constantly hear about Dubai and Southeast Asia. Because they are asking us, I've done lectures in for the Australian group, but it has been challenging. These countries don't want American stuff in their country. So, at any rate.
Well, listen, I mean, we can talk about that off, the grid here, and maybe there's some stuff there. But I'm just thinking, out of the blue here, out of my mind. I'm just talking loud here. But really, I can see a lot of use for this. I mean, there's so much stuff. I mean, this is biohacking, at its best. I mean, and without invasive stuff, it's really, just the session. It's like you're going to the spa. This is a good spot to go to. I mean, you go to the steam room, spend a half hour. And by the way, that's a question. How long do you have to be in a bed?
12 minutes.
Hey, guys, we all have 12 minutes. I mean, you could be watching, maybe you should put them a TV there. I don't know. I'm just kidding. They could just be watching TikTok.
I want people to just relax.
I'm just joking.
And to be honest with you, I mean, it's not, you wouldn't be the first one that suggested that, but another thing people have concern about is EMF. You're in confined area, and we have worked very hard to make sure that the EMF that's produced is negligible, actually at practically zero. And but these other things that people wanted to put in, I said that's going to add.
EMF. Oh yeah, if you have electronics, it will add up more.
Anyhow, listen, it's been a pleasure. If you have any questions, anybody, I'm going to send you some some show notes. Just to add the videos and stuff like that, you can certainly send out to your audience. And if anyone wants to get a hold of me, it's at trifectalight.com. If you want to see about getting to get a treatment and I'm not in practice, so you're not going to be coming to see me. But we have a lot of possibilities for you. So give us a buzz and see how we can help you. Okay.
Well, doctor, thank you so much. I mean, you've covered a lot. I did have one question about just the misconceptions about what this is, and you've covered some. I'm not sure if we're missing anything, but certainly people can reach out to you and find out more. I mean, on the website, and I'm sure you have other lectures and shows that you've covered, quite a bit as well, and you have the book. So,
well, I didn't tell you, we have a fantastic YouTube channel.
I love it.
So we have over 100 and something videos on there, and they're great. They're really good. So if you go to YouTube and put in the word Trifecta Light Official, one word, Trifecta Light Official, and you'll see over 100 videos, and some of them are fantastic, really great videos on why it works, how it works, all kinds of stuff. and I'm interviewed a lot on there, but there's other videos of all the people that have been using it. And so we have practitioners and their reviews on it, and we have patients and their reviews on it. But I'll also send you some more videos as well. I'm having a lot of fun, and I hope all of you out there allow us to help you. You know, people talk about how much something costs. Do you have any idea what it costs to be at some of these senior citizen homes? Out here in California, I'm sure it's more than in other areas. It's $10,000 a month because these people can't take care of themselves because they've allowed themselves to slip away. And that's a part of the thing of how much it costs to be sick. So why don't you help me keep you healthy so you don't have to do that? Get in the bed.
I was going to tell you, give us last words of wisdom, and you just broke that down to me here. So get in the back, folks. Get in the bed. I mean, you got to trademark it somehow.
Yeah. You're not the only one. I had one person that said, we wanted to have, now this was, you have to be delicate with what you say, but this was a beautiful woman in a bikini, and she turns around and she goes, some like a Marilyn Monroe voice, and says, it's time to get in the bed or something like that. I was like, okay, I think I'll get in trouble with that one. But at any rate, yeah, get in the bed. Listen, it's been a pleasure. You have a wonderful rest of your day, okay?
Thank you. And folks, this is it. We are at the end of the show. I hope you had fun. Please do check out the website, the book, and contact, Trifecta Light, and of course, Dr. Rothschild here. I'm Herkin H. We'll be talking soon. New day, new show, new topic. Bye for now.